Studley building. My friend was Bob Studley, and when he moved to Hurstbridge, I used to call him and see him quite a bit.
Yes, he is.
And his boys ran that business. And a big photograph on the wall in the premises at Hurstbridge showed the Studley building with the hay and grain store and the other two little annex buildings all having been built at one time.
Well, that's right. The whole lot.
Yes.
I don't know, but Mr. Franklin certainly conducted his... Bill Franklin.
His father.
I think they might have been cousins.
Cousins,
I'm not sure. Roy Franklin lived in Grimshaw Street.
Yes.
And his daughter was Jean. Anyway, we've lost track.
That's right, because Stubley actually rented or leased from... William Black, according to William Black's, according to William Black's will, it gives you not just the properties he owned, but it also said rent that was that had been paid up. In other words, included Stubley's, and then they moved over. But Stubley's garage, that would have been the same building. That was round the corner.
No, there was a wide space between the Stubley Hay and Grain hairdresser, and Butterworth's, and that was Stubley's garage.
Oh yeah, that's the building I meant.
Prior to that, it belonged to Clary Jessop, and prior to that, it had belonged to the Webbers, and the Webbers lived in the main road.
Because Jessop was also a very good friend of William Black.
Clary Jessop on Vermont Parade.
And her daughter Merle
married Ted White.
She did. Yes. We know all about the marriage. Yeah, Black doesn't get much to mention.
They remained aloof, I think, from the rest of society because I'm trying to do Shirley's history, and
is that the one with the club foot?
Yes, that's right. Lindsay.
I didn't think he was a prosperous man. I didn't know anything about
Well, it was his father that owned pretty well all of Watsonia. The electric station estate was all owned by William Black. And that went from Lambourne Road right up to Grimshaw Street.
I remember they lived in Grimshaw.
And of course Jessop was one of the estate agents. There were several.
But then married Stafford, didn't she?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
No, well, that's... Well,
wait a minute.
Yeah, no. That's right.
Married the Black.
Black, that's right.
And Renny Stafford married a Grass. It's interesting. Grass and Black.
Then she lived at Grimshaw.
Which was Shirley Black's parents?
That was Hazel and Lindsay.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, Lindsay. And he was the one, in fact, of course, because he had a club foot, which wasn't uncommon in those days, I suppose.
He wore a hard boot.
Yeah, and of course, Shirley says, they refer to him as being disabled. Well, in those days,
he died.
She was 14, I think. All right, let's move right along.
Excuse me, just 1 minute. Yeah. Rob Willett said the fire brigade was down the bottom, the first one. Near Butterworth.
Were they?
I don't know.
He did say that at the funeral, didn't he? Yeah.
That was
a pretty new fire brigade in Church Street when we moved there.
But that was the only one I know, but he seems to know.
And he used to talk about the old hand-pulled...
I think I can remember that.
That's the old building that we were talking about.
Yes.
became a Stubley furniture store.
Yes, well cut.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What's it here? See, that's a chemist.
No, tobacconist.
Oh, tobacconist.
Now, that, I've got
well, that Rosa, isn't that beautiful?
You know, the office works in Church Street.
Oh, okay.
But I've got the original postcard that came from. Because brilliant. My mother bought it and sent it to England to show the folk where we lived. So there should be a cross up there somewhere in one of the... That's a bad copy. I think I've got a better one. But, yeah.
What I love about it is... See, I wasn't able to work out what these buildings were.
No, well, see, this is... I think that's Thomas Hetty the baker. And I think that's Billy Franklin's hairdresser.
Isn't that wonderful?
And these are the houses.
I remember like that. Oh, yes. Well, that's fabulous. Yes.
And the pine trees.
That's fantastic, isn't it? See, the Butterworths used to have postcards they used to sell.
So
Jeff reckons that he hasn't got any, but he thinks
well,
his sister
may have.
Well,
I've got one of these.
That's the only one I've got.
W. Butterworth.
That's right. It's the only one I've got.
But this one, I don't think it says... No, it doesn't say, but just his Rose series.
Yeah, that's right.
This would have been three Stubbleys hay and grain store.
No, I think, look, that's the garage, because there are the
people. Oh, there's the pump, yeah,
and
okay.
And then marble hall, we can't see it.
Yeah, it's behind you.
And then those pine trees
pop up all the time.
But that's a good
one. Oh, I see that nobody's been there.
And there's a car there, but there's lots of horses in
it. Yes.
So we're into the railway line almost, are we, here?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah. See, that's
the tea rooms.
I think that's the bakery, Thomas Hetty Bakery, and you had to go up high steps. So maybe they sold afternoon tea as well.
And the ovens and bakehouse was out the back, wasn't it?
Yes, the men used to. That's a better picture of it, I think.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. But this is one that came from Gilding, Bruce Gilding sent me this. And what's happened is they've had a plastic over the photograph, and when they pulled it off, it's left all these lines.
Oh,
so I'm slowly, although I haven't done anything on this for ages, I've changed the road a bit, but it'd be lovely to get it a bit better than
it is. So this is the corner of Churchill.
Yeah, well, that's the same picture as we're looking. Yeah, well, that's the Farmer's Arms.
Yeah, the old hotel.
That's right. This is well before this one, of course.
Is the Methodist Church in that now?
You probably can't see it. In this one.
It's a bit far up.
Yes,
because that's up past. I think at that stage.
It's about there.
Do you remember the name Crookshank then?
No, I don't.
There was a big wooden shed at the back of our store, and it had Crookshank. Cruikshank.
Where was that? Because I've got a...
I believe it was in the main road,
yes.
And they moved it to the back.
You'll see one of the photographs, it's actually got Crook. I know where it is. It was up near where the War Memorial was.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's
getting up close to the Methodist Church.
We'll see that now. Come on.
Do you know who that is, Bill?
That's... Which one? No,
Hewitt's.
Bill,
You know where it was, though? Where Safeway is today.
Yes.
Where Ford's shop it was.
That's the Hewitt.
Oh, right, okay.
Hewitt's shop.
Yes, opposite the school.
Yeah. Mrs. Hunter, when I was a little girl, and you went up those high steps. They were very high steps to get into it, and it was fairly dark inside. She sold sweet.
Well, who lived here? Next door.
I think that's Gus Lyon's place, but there was a bit of a distance between the Hunter and Gus Lyon's, and Ivy Lyon's, and old Mr. Lyon's was alive then too, when I remember.
Because they lived in
Hale Street.
And
they
were here, they must have come here. Oh, that's interesting.
Now that's
Marble Walk. When Mrs. Dean, is it the Rose Bough?
Yeah.
She had plants. And
that's
things.
It. Well, that's easy. Yes. So, what was their name?
Dean, the estate agent. Dean. And I think Max had an estate agency on the other side. The Dr. Lanyon occupied that
bit there.
And then
when I was very little, I think you could buy fish and chips there.
Oh, okay.
Did the Pringle family live in there for a while?
Pringles and Holmes.
And Holmes,
with all that furniture.
Yes.
Now, look, this is interesting. And my sister gave me this, and it's a painting, but it says that it's the back. Where does it say it? I'll hand it over to Noel.
Yes,
expert.
Well, you're right. That you're thinking it's the building at the back of Willis Vale.
It says on the back what it is.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Watercolour, C. A. Wilson. And a relic of the Goldfields, Greensboro.
Yes,
my goodness, during a scramble of gold.
I don't know.
It doesn't actually say Royal Historical Society of Victoria they got it from, a private collection. How about that?
So, I don't know which. Is it Marble Hall that it's the back?
Well, that's what I'm thinking it is,
yes.
Because we'll see
then
in
we
an
saw
aerial photograph.
At the back, didn't we?
That's right.
With Irma's one.
And of course, at the back, Elliot's moved up from down near the river. They were the butchers, and they moved up behind, behind Marble Hall, and of course they continued their, you know, butchery and slaughtering,
and
of course, behind
them. It showed their buildings, didn't it,
where
they
were? Well, it did, and it wouldn't surprise me.
I didn't know that.
But we'll have a little look
in
a minute.
Did you put that on, that one of Cheryl Satori's?
Just says it's the back of the old
house. We'll just go through these.
Mm. May I interrupt?
Yeah.
These Swagmen, I told Faye, they were definitely a part of Greensboro in my childhood.
Mm.
But
what were they called?
Oh, one was called Humpty Dumpty.
No, were they called Swagmen then? Yes,
probably.
Looking for work.
Yeah.
And
Humpty
Dumpty.
Oh, no, they... Oh, I see.
And a swag
looking
on their back.
Yes.
Yeah. And they used to camp underneath those stone arches, and you could see their little fires that they were at. But that was one place. And then a friend who lived in the vicarage told me that one of them used to sleep under Jessup's office because
it was high at
and
the back.
It had an opening, you know, a trap sort of a little door. And she said he used to come and ask for food at the vicarage. Mm.
Right. And where was the vicarage? Was with the Church of England vicarage.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It was the opposite, wasn't it?
Just slightly lower down.
Who did you say lived in
Quirk's.
The
Jennings.
Oh, sorry, Jennings,
yes.
Below Quirk's shop.
Jennings had a mixed business. I thought, do you think that's Quirk's?
We used to call that the tea rooms.
Yes, well, that's right. That was Quirk at one stage. I don't know when.
But Quirk was not.
Yes, it was Quirk's tea rooms. But before that, Quirk was a tailor.
Mm.
And I've got a picture of Quirk.
Oh, you've got a picture of the front of that building.
Yes, that's right. We'll see that.
Roy Quirk, and the Quirks lived in Alexandra Street.
Well, that's right.
His sister called Leela Quirk. Mm. A grown up one.
And Quirk fought in the First World War, and as far as I know, came home. But it was just seemed strange that, well, what I thought was perhaps Mr. Quirk had died, and therefore Mrs. Quirk had opened the, because it was Mrs. Quirk's tea rooms on the photograph.
Well, then Jennings must have taken it over. Because Mr. Jennings had a mixed business.
It shows a photo of him, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Or was that the tailor? No, the tailor. What was the tailor blow up with the RSL?
Well, we know this is after 1923 because of the light poles.
And that little house there on the other side, coming down
from the tea house.
Yes.
Said to play a little girl called Vida lived. I thought when I was a child. And then Billy Franklin's house is on the opposite side.
Can
see, that's it. That was where the hairdresser lived before he moved up into that stubbly.
I
think a guy called Edwards lived in
that
house.
Yes, Postman Edwards.
Yes, with a
wing
arm.
Yeah.
I think it's fabulous.
And Featherstone's lived on the next corner across Avenue.
Oh, did they? And then lower down where the tea rooms were, the Swallows.
That's right down here.
Which was
Smith's
later on.
It was
Smith's later on,
that's right.
Again, this is done by a painting done by West, I believe. He did two paintings, and I got this from John Mackey.
It's before the railway
went.
Yes, that's right.
Mm.
So
there are two.
This one's different to that.
Quite different, but there's another one that I've got.
Without
this has got people in it.
Yes.
But one of them, is it this one?
hasn't got the people in it.
Okay, well, that's, yes. Now, I haven't got that one, but I thought maybe this was it, but you're right, this is it.
Is that a photograph or a painting?
That's a photograph, but it's... Now, I'm Ron Reynolds, who's the artist, as you well know. I spoke to Ron yesterday, and he wanted to know where the photo, where the painting was.
He got them, didn't he? Him the two of those.
Did you?
He wanted them.
Because
the meeting.
He asked me, and I emailed it to him yesterday.
I sent him two. There was two that you'd done for me on paper.
Ah, on paper, yes.
No, the one on your screen has come off that, hasn't it?
Has. What's happened here, somebody has zoomed in.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, this must be it. And I thought, but you can't see Greensborough Park. So what this is somebody zoomed in, like I've done.
Yeah, and taken that.
And just taken that bit there.
Right.
And Elliot's, you see there's writing on there? Yeah. When you zoom in with Photoshop, you can actually read Elliot's Butchers or something like that. Yeah. Mm. And they moved behind Marble Hall.
Mm.
See, there are poles here, but I don't... But there's no railway. And the railway went through down in 1902.
Mm.
So they would have been...
perhaps they had lamps on them.
I'm not sure,
there's lamps in the main street.
And Polder Avenue, of course, was not there then, was it?
No,
Polder Avenue.
That's right, and there's that house again. I was looking for an outbuilding here, but there isn't one there.
Do we know when the bridge was built? That bridge?
That was 1860.
Was it?
McNeave?
That has very heavy steel girders underneath it.
Well, it did that.
Yeah.
I did have engineers came along and chopped it all up. And
thought, right.
But is it still there?
Only parts. What they did is the blue stone they've used down below for the picnic shelter.
See, that's what I think such a pity. Greensborough has not been interested in preserving anything of historical.
You're right.
Mm.
And they're pulling down even. As if we've got no history.
Yeah.
Even 1950s houses, I think they're pulling down. Yeah. This will probably be pulled down.
Willis Vale was offered to Heidelberg Council.
Oh, was it?
And of course they didn't want it. In the late 50s, early 60s, they weren't interested in history.
Even Jean Pardings, that was a wonderful old house.
But
not as interesting. Willis Vale was really interesting.
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you a bit later on, but have I told you about the archaeologists coming out? With me?
Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes. Okay. All right, now this is that the Roy's house or the Poulter's? Poor Roy's.
No, that's Roy's
house. Roy's house, yes. Okay.
It was a lovely house.
It almost looks like a doll, but it must be a girl there.
Yes. And that's the commercial bank.
Yes, that's in there. Yeah.
Is that the main street?
Yes, that's right. And these lovely fences here, which has given me, used to.
So you're two up, Jane.
We'll see in a moment. Actually, we'll see in that. Now, this is supposedly Mrs. Roy in a car that she never actually drove, but that must have been the family car, I guess.
Well, I don't know. As long as I remember Mrs. Roy, she seemed to live there by herself, but she with her two daughters initially, Vera and Hazel. Then Vera married Joe Poulter, and Hazel married Mr. Hills.
One was called Belcourt, and one was called Uella, going by the census.
Of this house. And I'll tell you something interesting. There was no resident, of course, dentist in those days, but Mrs. Roy, in a room in Mrs. Roy's house, occasionally, Sinnott Mills, who was the dentist at Heidelberg, and who incidentally married Lorna Weaver. He used to come and do dental work.
Okay,
I am not interested. I know, because I never went to the dentist when I was too poor.
Where are we there?
Marble Hall again.
Oh, okay.
This is Spider, how you used to get the lemonade.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Wally Butterworth was a beautiful spider maker.
He was, wasn't he? Oh. Was he? I still see those silver.
They're the birders I'm talking about now.
And the people up the top there.
That was a pretty good effort for 1908, did you say?
No, that was 1860.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Did they get them
Oh, that was yeah. Well, well, they get them in place.
In those days, most of the steel came from England. Sydney Harbour Bridge, when I was at school many years ago, I did a thing, on bridges or steelwork or something or other, and I wrote to Dorman Long, which was a very big steel company in England, and they sent me all sorts of stuff, and I was amazed how much, I think they sent me the Sydney Harbour Bridge or something. It wasn't
already.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I don't know whether that was the... Now, this is sort of similar to the painting.
That's a great picture, that one, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
And I think this must be from the Sparks-Jones collection. And, of course, there's always been a bit of contention between Jock Ryan and the bloke who supposedly owns these photographs and wants you to pay for them. Mm-hmm. And Jock told him... in a probably very polite way, that to get lost. you can see over there's the bridge.
Yes, great
and,
bridge.
What are all those buildings there, look, over there? Well, has the railway come through?
Yeah, see, the railway's gone through. There's the railway bridge.
Well, just above Greensboro Station, I suppose it was Carter Street there was a very old house that looked towards the station on the corner of Flintoff.
And that was Morgan's later on when I was a kid.
Well,
family of Morgan's lived in it.
Well,
Johnny Morgan and Janet Morgan.
I would imagine...
The Rodders lived in it when I was...
I'd imagine that's Flintoff. See, it photographs are a bit difficult sometimes to know whether... That's Marble Hall.
Yes.
And if you were to think as it is today, you'd think that that's probably where the car park, goes into where the swimming pool's up here somewhere. Well, let's look at the gully. See, there's the gully there.
Yeah.
So there's a house there, and maybe, that's the house.
That square block just below your kennel.
This thing here.
That's the power station for the electricity.
For the railway station?
For the railway, yes.
Oh,
and it's located on Polar Avenue.
Yes. It is now. Oh, okay.
Yes. Is this barracks here?
Is it still there?
I think it is.
Yes, it is. It is.
I think it's still there.
Yes.
And then I should tell you that... On, I suppose it was railway land, the Stubleys had grain sheds.
Mm-hmm.
When you stood on Greensboro Station, of course, was one-sided,
mm-hmm.
looking down towards the river, from my recollection. And the grain sheds must have been on railway land, and they had P.B. Stubley.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, it disappeared after a while, and Paul White built a little shed there, and he used to do boot repairs there.
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Paul married one of the Norris girls.
He did, Dorothy Norris,
and
she liked horses.
Yes,
I never knew, Jean said Barretts didn't build that house.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, the Barretts lived on this side of the road, and in a rather low, dark house, but on the corner of... At Poulter Avenue and this Main Street still. Yeah, well, that house.
That's probably too far back, I suppose.
There was quite a fine.
That
is
that an old dwelling, that place there? It must be.
This one is.
That looks about where I thought barracks were.
No, but they were. But what happened
to here? That's where they're there.
No, they. Yes. Now they originally lived on this side of the road, and then this belonged to Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R. I know, because I've got a whole lot of papers from someone who lived in the vicarage in the 1920s, Hal Hemel, and he mentioned that there was a bazaar or an Australian tea held at the Riders, and he told me where it is.
Polar Avenue.
Yeah,
right.
Or the corner of the Main Road and Polar. And then the Barretts did live there.
Yeah.
They moved over into there. Yeah.
What was China's name?
Billy.
I think it was Billy.
Wasn't it?
And there was Booker.
In that Ardell thing that said something about Billy Barrett.
And I'd said Eric too. And then there was Booker Barrett. I think it was Frank.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they all seem to have nicknames, and Shirley Black didn't know that her father was, of course his name was Lindsay, but at school they never called him Lindsay, I don't think, they called him something else, and there's a report that I got from the Iredale family, George Iredale, who died 2000 or something. Yeah, and it refers there to, Lindsay trying to get out the window or something.
Yeah,
and
they felt sorry for him or something. Yeah. He didn't get punished.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know why they all talk about Yandell Reserve, because it should be Yandell. The Yandells lived along Saintelina Road on the south side, and they were always called.
Is he the councillor?
No, that's right.
They had four children, Dorothy, Ken, Lindsay, who became a school inspector, and Beryl. And I've got a picture of Beryl, but they were always known in my childhood as Yandell.
And in the post office. Yeah.
And I don't know why that's called Yandell. The Yandell Reserve.
Yes, but it's spelt the same, it's just the pronunciation.
Yes, it's just the pronunciation.
Yeah.
And Father Yandell was a very tall, impressive looking man. And Mrs. Yandell was.
I think the reason the reserves call that is just the fact he was one of the main instigators of stopping the Partingtons from subdividing.
But before you go on, and I'm talking too much, I wanted to point out to you that this plant fay is called Genista. It's
Genis,
and it has
it's a weed.
It's a yellow. All the caterpillars eat it all.
It's a broom.
Broom, that's right. It's cape broom.
I've got it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is a pest.
Do
you know that, Billy?
No.
No. I didn't tell you.
I did, but nobody asked me.
That's why I've got it here. Yeah. Because I looked it up in the botanical. It's Genista. Now, it grew, and I know I'm off the track, it grew next to Amiot's, where Butterworths had that house, and it grew on the bank when Grimshaw Street wasn't made properly. So that the Butterworths must have let that building to Sister Hernell to run as a private hospital. Yes.
When you were there.
Yeah, we lived there.
Yeah, I know you did. Yes. But long before you,
The
Sister Hernell ran it as a private hospital.
Exactly. The kitchen and was the operating room. Our was kitchen it? Was the beautiful
and she,
kitchen.
It was called Genista because it wasn't a creeper, but all these it was growing, or I imagine, and that was the name of the private hospital. Mm. I'll remove it. I've had my say about that.
Now, you probably know where this is.
I don't.
No, wait a minute.
Well, this is Main Street.
Oh, yes.
That's Ely's house there.
Oh, right, I
know. So that's Grimshaw Street there.
Yep.
And this must be Ely's house there. It must be Flintoff Street.
Now, are you quite sure, Noel, that that's Ely's? Because it could be Mrs. Stopford's, who all were the Methodist churches now, or it could be Splats. But I think those three houses are Victorian style.
Mm-hmm.
There were three of them. So Ely was on the...
That is Grimshaw, though.
Yes, that's Grimshaw, isn't it?
This photograph I got from Nilnabik Historical Society, and on the back of it says, opposite the Irish cell, but of course Faye just took one look at it and said, no, it's not, because this is, that's the Poulter's house.
The Roy's house.
So there were two houses, and you say the Roy's and then
Poulter's.
The Poulter's.
No, but they weren't adjoining.
There was a gap in between. This one here is the Roy's, and where was the Poulter's house
Poulter's
in relation?
Was up but, from that.
Well, that's what I thought, must be up here somewhere.
And it was...
Or was it a newish house?
Oh, they built it. I've got a picture of it being constructed.
Okay.
But one was Pelthorpe and one was Urella.
Were they?
In the main street in Roy's.
We're looking down the gully and up to Flintoff Street.
Right. That's correct. This must be Flintoff Street over here.
Stopford's house, that one. Mm. I'm not sure.
These are the beginning of the Queen Street.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Darling's house, Faye. in the back, see?
Ah.
That roof, that white roof.
This
in
one here?
Yes, it's in Flintoff.
This one here.
Oh, that one there, yes.
No. Yeah. This that, one behind Mrs.
Of course,
behind the little shed.
And who had that?
Oh, Mr. Starling.
Oh, that was Starling's place. Okay.
As it was John Starling, not Fred.
Ah. There you go.
So then our house isn't built then.
And then Eva Partington, when she left Ted Cordner's employee, that's when she passed away in that little... There was an old house in Flintoff Street. And she moved into there, into a unit.
No, it wasn't. That wouldn't be Mr. Starling.
Wouldn't it?
And Mrs. Grove.
So, no, the house that you believe is Ely's, is this house here? Is that one?
Yeah, well, that's what Noel thinks.
Well, I don't know, because...
It could be Mrs. Stockton's.
I blame Faye for
that. Yeah, I just naturally thought it was
Ely's. Well, yeah. Mrs. Stockton's was bigger than Ely's, and also...
I can zoom in, you know...
Well, Ely's 1909,
They're all the same style. The Ely's, the Stockton's, and the Splats. Do you think Mr. Amiot's house was in that?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, never mind. What's this one? That's Mrs. Stock. That's Mrs. Stock's house. And below that is, I think, where Mr. Jessop first lived. Because I've got a photo of that house which Mum sent to England, and she said he was known as Cyril. Cyril's house. So, and it was demolished. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So that's old Mr. Starling's house with the white, big white roof. Mm-hmm. And opposite in Flintoff is Mr. Jessop's first house. And this little one on the corner is where Mrs. Stock lived when I was a child. But then Mrs. Rogers and Huxley lived in that later on.
Oh, well, I was hoping with...
But it's old, that house.
Oh, yes, it's
old. Oh, and the Marklands. Do you remember Veronica Marklin had six toes?
That must have been pre-Cordner.
Yes, it is. Do you think rising at the... Or do you think that's Cordner's house?
Oh.
See, that's a big house.
In that case, it could be in this then, there.
I just got the impression it was. It's looking like that, though.
Yes.
Well, it had lace around it.
Yeah, lace work.
That's it.
And where's the chimney? Where's the situation?
It does look like the corner house rising up like that. Amiot's was high up though, wasn't it?
Oh, that's something interesting. Ah, okay.
Is that Diamond Creek?
No, that's... hang on, I've hit the... Hold it! I hit the wrong button.
It's sandalised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the Methodist church, but it's an early one. That's the main road.
Yes, that's right. So I'll stuck up here better. Oh, no, that's okay. I'll just pause that. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go back.
We'll see that.
Sorry, there. Let's just pause that for a moment. Okay, so that's the main street.
And that's
the commercial
bank, CBA, yes.
What's that dark? I thought it was like a minaret. What is that?
This here?
Yeah.
A tree, I think.
Oh, the tree, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
And here's Butchers of that.
Yeah, that's probably Willett's.
But it wasn't there originally.
Is this later here, Mountford's?
Yeah, Mountford's.
Mountford's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Iredale's, you see,
right on the footpath.
Yes.
That's a bit like that one, isn't it?
That is a good one. I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm. There was only a little tiny thing and he blew it up, didn't he?
But I don't know.
It's Ryan's Butchers.
Yes,
this is where...
That's right. The house was recessed back.
Yes.
And then Mr.
Vickers.
Shop was down there. Ivan J. Thompson. And then the SEC was there.
Yes.
And then George Richards. Now, before you came, George Richards had a butcher shop, and then Mr. G took it over.
Alfred John and Ellen G.
Yeah, and she was one of 22 children.
And where was that? Which shop was that?
Right up against the...
Like where the... Just down from the SEC. What was the SEC shop?
Down from the SEC.
If you look at the tiles of the hotel along there, they stop. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly there's this butcher shop, but it's been painted the same colour as the hotel.
Ah, right.
And if you look at the top of it, the minarets or whatever they're called on the hotel are different to the ones where
I think
Mrs. Jew used to sit out there and read the paper.
Did she? Yeah. I remember her quite well. And then,
so what does that say there?
It says T.B. Scott, I think. But I'm not sure what that means. And then, of course, Mr. G's shop was there.
There's a health thing.
So which,
yes, the
which
health
one? Thing. Oh, yes, that's right. So you've got it blown up beautifully.
It's lovely, yes.
Yeah.
And Ryan's house was back.
Yeah, Morrison's were there on
Mountford's.
And Mountford's was
further up
right
again.
Out on the street.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't it?
Little wee veranda.
Yes.
Yeah.
All brick.
Red cut. Rendered red with a red thing.
Yes.
Painted red.
And then up next to Mountford's when I was a child was the boot repairer, Mr. Wyatt, and then the Masonic Hall, and then the sweet shop, and then the lane down by
your shop. The sweet shop was haberdashery when we moved in.
Oh, but Mr. Griffith.
Yes.
That's right.
And that would be just before the church, if that the laneway?
The laneway, our shop.
Oh, yes. And then
what became Stubley's Hardware?
I think that's right. I was thinking of a laneway down next to Stubbins, but that was later.
Bill, when I was a little girl, there was a dwelling next to your grocer's shop, and it belonged to Silks. And then the next thing was the Methodist Church.
Oh, right.
So they had a glass house too. It was quite a big piece of land.
Mm.
But then, of course, was Le Tooth and Camille. They built it.
But before then, Mr. Holmes had a just.
All that.
Didn't he have Marble Hall too?
He did have that there,
he
moved.
He had a junk shop there.
Yeah. Who was that?
He did too, yes.
And the three
moved from Marble Hall.
They lived there.
Oh, okay.
And they just said, ask him again.
Yeah. One of my best mates was one of the Pringles, and he died at war in Korea.
Which one was
I can't think of his Christian name.
It was Johnny. Johnny married the girl from down in the park at Blackburn Chandler. She had
the
illustrious
name of
Blackburn Chandler.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's about 12 of them.
Yes, well, that is a very interesting
Faye had that one on a little wee thing.
That's where I got it from, I think. No, that's a
ripper. All my other stuff is stuff that Faye's given me. So it's not a great interest, but I did pull that out the other night. It was amongst my mother's stuff, and I've never looked at it since.
Oh, right.
It was a CWA celebration in honour of Queen Elizabeth's coronation in 1953.
Yeah, well, we all have memories of that, so we all had a day off from school.
It was held. Pardon?
I thought it was 54.
53. Was it? 53. Because John Hunt scaled Everest, not John Hunt, but he was involved with the party, but Edmund Hillary.
Edmund Hillary.
Yeah. And of course, that was big celebrations. Yeah. And then, of course, the coronation
was held
as well.
In the Eltham Hall.
Yeah.
In the old Eltham Hall.
No, I don't, but.
It was just a musical day.
Yeah.
Your mother belonged to this.
My mother was in the choir, and she did a lot of the. Back of the back room organising.
Yes. Mm. I don't remember her so well. I remember your father. He was a tall man.
He was, yes.
Yes. But before, when we first came, the Williams owned that grocery shop. And then I think Silks might have been there before. And then after the Williams, the Davies.
We bought from Bullis. Yeah, Mrs. Bullis and Marion.
I remember them, yes. But the Davies were before them,
And Mrs. Waite only worked, she lived at the back, didn't
she? She did, she lived at the back when we moved there, Yeah, Robert, Brian and Jack.
Oh, Jack, of course, is still about. And Brian died, and I think Robert would be retired. He used to drive those huge aeroplanes.
Yes, a jet pilot.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, but I'm not sure the car would probably tell us, you know, Yeah,
well, that's a good one. That is a good picture, right?
Yeah, no, it's good. The bridge has obviously been tarted up, I think. Yes. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? And it, yeah.
That's looking towards Sondermeyer's Hill.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
No, that's Sondermeyer's, I think.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's
yeah.
a different one. So yeah. this is the little milk bar down here, which Skells had later on.
Yes.
And that must have been the tea rooms.
Yes, I think so.
My sister had her wedding reception there.
Oh, did she?
It was run by Mrs. Coon. Margaret was married at St. Helena, and then we had the wedding reception in 1950.
That's when it was tea room.
Yes, I love this. That's a good one.
A bit, now, I just took that from celebrations of so many years of Heidelberg Council.
Yes.
But I love it. It says, a busy street in Greensboro.
What's that saying anyway?
Age. That's the age. So that's
in the news. That's the side of Butterworth's Wall.
So, but that's at least 40 years, Geoffrey's dead. They had it for 40 years.
This is around about 1930, from what I gather.
Jean said
because the magazine it came with was 90. It must have been the Heidelberg Town Hall was built in 1937, but I don't know whether it was the. Whether it was a centenary of the building or whether it was a centenary of the Heidelberg Council, I don't know. But this was in a in a brochure put out for it.
Yeah, I've got that.
Have you? Okay. Yeah. And I just
I've got the paper.
You can see the hotel building compared to the G's grocery shop there.
It's got what's it say there? Butcher? Somebody?
Right.
That was a butcher one time. Yes.
Yeah. Or does it say, well, if it's right, no, I'm sure it's George Richards.
Yes, it probably is. It is, I think. Yes, it is. I can see the G. It is George Richards.
Yes, he was the first butcher, I think.
Yeah.
Jean said Butterworth built old.
They built, seemed to me to build to the original shop, and I was telling Faye that a Mr. Allway owned that shop when I was very young, and it was said that he threw himself off the railway bridge and committed suicide.
That's right.
Because Hal Hemel, who came out of the vicarage, was telling him, he's died, but he was older than I. He said, that's right, I was on that train going to Ireland.
Oh, dear. Mm. Yeah, I came across that in the Argus.
It's right then. Yes, I always understood that.
Yeah, and there was another tragic one where a bloke had lost his wife and couldn't hack it anymore and shot himself in his garden. So, amazing. The Argus has got so much stuff in it, you know. Mm. So,
no, that must have been pre Stubbley Grain Store, was it? Or is
it
that
probably is. So you've got the age, and well. William Black died in 1939.
Right.
So, and he had that block, whether the building was on there or not.
Right, yeah. It looked as if that was before it, doesn't it?
Could and be. He donated the swimming pool land, didn't he? So did
No. He put money in towards the... That wasn't William, that was James William, who was his brother. And... he lived in Grimshaw Street on the north side of Grimshaw Street.
Mm.
Whereas
that's where they had all the land, the black land, was it?
Oh, yeah. They owned most of it on the south side of Grimshaw Street.
But they did own,
if McCorner Street, they owned land on the west side of McCorner Street and Grimshaw Street, and also some on the east side of McCorner Street as well.
Mm.
So, and it's a lovely vehicle, but I thought that's a busy. That looks familiar, doesn't it?
That's
it is the colour on that one.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, it's the same as one there.
Yeah.
And I've got a black and white, the same thing, because what they do is they tinted it, you know.
Yes.
Somebody got a paintbrush on it. But there you are, you've got, and that's much clearer there, Ryan Brothers.
Yeah.
Ryan Brothers Butchers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was telling Faye, Jock Ryan's father was a butcher.
That's right. Yeah.
At Diamond Creek. Jim had the butcher shop at Eltham, and Henry... built the butcher shop in Greensboro.
And they were related, or they weren't?
Three brothers.
No, they were.
The one that we hear most about is Jock's father, because
yes, he was a counsellor.
Something
mm.
before
he was John.
Mm. Is he right? Before
John.
You came.
That's right. Yeah, and of course he was the one who made sure that there was a decent sort of a bridge built in Diamond Creek.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wanted a timber bridge, and he said no.
Mm.
And they called him. What did they call him? Iron Ryan, because it was an iron. They wanted an iron bridge. That's it.
And that bridge is still there.
Yes.
The old
runaway bridge. And when I first when we first redecked that many years ago. The river was down, and you could see the timbers of the original bridge that would have gone off. The river was way down, and I mean, now you can't see anything there, but you could see the abutments still in the embankment. That's some of my
Stubbley's house. Yeah,
and Stubbley's. Yeah. Yeah. All right, it's another one of Main Street, and of course that's somewhat later. That looks
yes.
A Zephyr there.
Yeah, was
that
hole is gone, isn't
it? It must be probably a shed or something, isn't it? I don't know the cars really well.
Yes, a Holden facing uphill.
Yeah.
And an old shed. Mm.
Shed there.
That's a big
big 50s. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So Grocers, which says Grocer there. And then that one says, cool, Chemist. Oh, that's the Chemist, of course. Oh, no, that's the bank. That's New South Wales? No, what does it say there? Yeah, I think that's what it says, New South Wales. Yeah. Again, it could be, you know, these verandas quite often retained,
yes.
You know, their earlier notation.
Bank of New South Wales opened there at one stage.
Oh,
in about... probably late 40s, got into one of those shops there.
And what we think we found, we showed Faye the other day, when they've been digging out along the Plenty River for a wider bike track, bike path and pedestrian path, and probably a fire track as well. And in their excavation, there was just this little bit of metal sticking out, and they sprayed it yellow so nobody trip over it, and we went on one of our walks and saw this. So last Saturday Dennis phoned me, Dennis Ward, who's an architect and goes on the walks with us, and he said, well, what are you doing about that axle, because we worked out
it
was
you were going to be in there, but why he spoke somebody else was going to
see, he phoned up the council, and 2 weeks later nothing had been done about it. So he said, well, come on, let's get out there. So I said, well, what about tomorrow?
Door to come down and have a look what they licked.
and we think it's a horse-drawn vehicle, but we don't know what vintage or anything like that.
There's a wagon
it's
doing that
squared section axle, except for the end where the wheel went. Now the wheel is round, but it's got a slight what would you call
groove?
Well, not a groove, the opposite. It would be a piece of strip which must have locked in to then they would put the hub would have been metal against metal and then the timber and then another metal and then you know, the spokes and
the... Like a cog, wasn't it? They used to put a cog in there.
Do you think there's something more there? Is there more?
Dennis phoned me up on the Monday and he said, when are we going out to do another dig? I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, there's got to be another bit there. And I said, yeah, but, you know... we've no idea where it is. You could be digging up. It's all been pushed down towards the river.
Not the horse with it.
So he's supposed to be on the committee, you know, on the Greensboro Historical Society's committee, because he hasn't made a committee meeting yet.
Yeah.
He's had good excuses, but I'm going to give him this job. He's got one of the blokes that was on the walk, the big bloke.
Yeah.
He's got a metal detector. So
I'm
going to say to Dennis, well, that's your bit towards the society.
He was so enthusiastic. I thought, well, no, it wasn't in that.
He's either dying or he's on the top of the world. It's as though he's on uppers and downers.
Last time he said, oh, he couldn't go. couldn't go somewhere, couldn't get to the, you couldn't go because he was in hospital. I said, well, he looked all right the other day when he was walking.
Yeah, and that's when he was constipated.
He went to hospital. He was always...
His wife, and she shouldn't be recorded, his wife was she was hysterical. She said, I can't talk to you very long. He's organised to meet an archaeologist out at...
and I'm there up with Noel.
Yeah, that's right. And I said, well, what's his name? You know, she tried to phone this bloke and couldn't get through to him. Well, what's his name? I've got to go. Yeah, but what's his name? What's his phone number? So I get this, and I phone the guy. He's at La Trobe University. And so I arranged to meet him out there, and I spent about 2.5 hours with that guy, and he had a trowel that was no bigger than that.
Right.
And 2.5 hours we were out there.
Yeah. You know what they're like with their little
trowel. Yeah. I've seen them
doing it. On your trip, do you pass something called Buckstand?
Oh yes.
Because you, in that history, I think of your great-grandfather, he mentions a Mr. Buck.
And I realised
that's where that boy McGinnis was drowned.
Now, was he the violinist?
Yeah, he was a musician.
Yes, that's right.
I think it was on Christmas Day or something.
Yeah, on a picnic.
McGinnis has lived up towards, in Greensboro, in Grimshaw Street.
Near the cutting.
And there was an older boy, and then Jack, and then Margaret McGinnis.
Yes, and then Margaret.
There were three people who drowned in Buckstown.
I remember when he was
there. There was supposedly a priest.
Kids in there.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. People would come up when John Adam Bush had the house at near the aqueduct. He used to advertise in the paper, to come to Greensboro and picnic on Greensboro Park, and then you'd walk up the river to what he called Wattle Bend, as against. Fire brigade.
Hello, Vaughn.
What was I going to say?
How are you doing? Are you all shocked out? Are you? Give me about half an hour.
Because I'm
You're going to have a cup of coffee?
And did the dog
paddle? Yeah, do I? All right. Have a little sip.
Sure, look at the number of water holes along the way. When the river was.
Thanks.
Bye. Oh, Buckstam is, yeah.
Where the pipes go across the river. They used to be painted red. I don't know what colour. We always see
rusty red now.
Marchbanks.
Okay.
I don't know how you spell it, whether it's Marjorie Banks or what it is, but we said, that's up near March Banks.
Okay, I'll check on that, because that rings a bell, but I don't know why. And it may be the name of a property.
Yes. Well, I never went across. I suppose you could walk over those pipes, but I didn't.
I've got a photograph of two ladies standing on it. We've no idea who they are. That's quite a nice one of the
bridge.
Who
owned them at Banks?
That's an early one. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Railway through, of course.
Just down here.
This is all ivy or something, but another.
Is that a house? Is that where
Oh, yes. Well, that's right. The tea rooms are down here, so that could well be.
Jean seemed to think there was a house before the tea rooms.
Yes, there was. There was Mr. Edwards' house on the corner of Poulter Avenue when I was little.
Joyce Avenue.
Going down there, and I've told Faye about that. Mm. It was very neat. It was grey weatherboard with a lot of sand and orange trees planted along there. Mm. And I told you about Warren Coppers.
And I think Featherstones may have moved into that.
They might have done, yes.
And then it got burnt down.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, and then below them would be the Smiths.
Smiths, yes. That's right.
Mm. Oh, yes, that was a very well kept. Look at this. Look.
This is the aerial photograph of... Greensboro, of course, is his main.
Did you get that from the 87? I've got that. I've got that. Please don't interrupt me.
No, that's all right. Go for it. That's why we're here.
By the way, folks, while I've got your attention, that is what's still on my
chest. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Isn't it nice?
Brilliant.
But I've got a better one of that. And of course, it was demolished.
Right, isn't it? That's the Methodist Church.
Yeah. No, it's the Church of England. Ah, that's even better still, because I haven't got any of those.
That's a proper photo.
Oh, look at that. Fantastic.
You've got a lot of goodies here.
Yeah, isn't that fabulous?
I'm just
trying to see which way round.
Well, I can tell you where it is, because that's the
which
corner.
Sides?
Now, this is Church Street running down there.
Ah, okay.
Because those cypresses were there when I was a child, mm-hmm. and then it faced out into Main Road, nearly opposite Jessup's office.
Okay.
And
well,
I used to wonder why there were two very ornate gate posts there with no gate to our property. And I know now because they belong to the school. And that's what they were, rather elaborate gate posts.
They would have been about right on the corner, would they have been? Or?
Yes, and it was in the corner of Church and Grimshaw.
Yeah,
and
see just there. And there's a drive goes in here.
Good at maps.
No, that's all right. And there's these trees. You see? And that's Grimshaw Street. Mm. Grimshaw Street there.
And now when they pulled
Church Street
down,
here. Yes.
It was condemned. I thought it was condemned in 1924. They built another rough cast and timber church down here, but that was used, was Anglican. It was used for school and church services.
Yeah.
So this is where Martha Rustin went, the first
She
girl.
Might have done, yes, and Jessie Partington.
In 1867.
Yes, it was built in 1857.
If that was the school, and she went to the school before the other one,
well,
in 1878.
Yes, and then it was condemned, and so it was pulled down.
Do we know what year that aerial picture was, no?
This one is 1945.
45,
yeah.
Was it?
Right. I'm just working out, the Scout movement was started in 1907.
Yes.
And so, but scouting came to Australia very quickly after that. So I'm not sure when that was taken, but when do you think the school's building was pulled down? Do you know?
I think it said 1920 somewhere.
Okay, so but somewhere in between that, this photograph's taken.
Well, she went to school in 1867, if that's the school she went to.
While I think of it, can I just show you the building that had Crookshank on it?
It must be one of these. That's the church.
Yeah. Now that's our shop.
Yep.
That's the laneway.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes.
That's our laundry.
Yeah.
And that's a weatherboard store shed.
Yeah.
That I believe was moved from Main Street there back to there.
Ah, okay. Before they built the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the Masonic Hall, Mrs. Mountford.
Yeah.
And the group of shops, including Willett's and...
Yes.
So what's all this doing?
That's what became SEC. That's Woodman's. That's Woodman's house.
No, there's another
one.
I used to have
a copy of this.
Yes.
Oh, that's gone right.
Went
somewhere.
Woodman's when we came.
But when you look at it now...
It right. Our house.
Yeah. No, I think that's great.
And McDowell was there.
Was this?
Yeah, Bill McDowell.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Brother. And Wosley was there.
Wosley?
Yeah, Hugh Wosley.
And they changed houses.
You listen to this.
Yes. Oh, the Wosleys and Dick Fole. The Foles lived, I think, in Gippsland. And then they lived there and then they changed houses and the Wosleys.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Well, you'd think that the council would have more, but I don't think they have. I've got to go down there again and see if I can encourage them. They used to have a really good officer.
Don't say anything about the council. I'm going to write a letter of appreciation to the treatment that I've received from that council just in this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the shire engineer here, Mr. Pryor. I've had two men filling in the holes in my nature strip. I've had another man called Pat here. They've been wonderful.
Right.
They
know Mr. Pryor and I used to work in the engineering.
Yeah. Oh, well, he was here twice.
Right, very good.
What's this here?
That's Woosnam.
Oh, that's Woosnam. Yeah. So that's been there a lot.
Yeah. It was an old house when we got there.
That's Stubley's, or what we you refer to as
Yes, Stubley's. That's what we call Stubley's.
We went to school here. Where's Jean's? We used to go through there to Kerr Street.
Yeah.
And that's where all their drainage and all their mint and whole heap of mint was growing there, but that's where all their drainage.
Right. You can see that dark area there, that's probably a bit of a gully there.
I wonder why it was called Kerr. We never, you know, you can, there's McDowell, well that's obviously after the McDowell.
Yes.
But I never.
And it's a funny little street, it went to nothing. Then there was all the paddocks there.
The hay was there. Remember?
Yeah, poppy, a chook pig.
Yes.
But the Hales didn't spell it the same as Hales.
Oh, no.
Elliot.
And a Mrs.
Right.
Evans.
We'll move on.
Down Kerr Street, Noel.
Yeah.
Then you hit nothing.
Yes, that's right. No line on the street.
No, because you couldn't get through there. No. But then you. It continued on, and we went through the paddock to Church Street.
Mm. It was odd, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was petered out, Kerr Street.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's all. I mean, Kerr Street, that's where the, is that where the circuit goes, or?
Yes,
no,
it is. Isn't that the circuit? Yes, the circuit.
Now, what's on the corner of the hotel on Church Street there?
That
must be Venice Motors, is it?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. It looks, it's 45,
yeah,
145,
that
so it's,
And
then was the fire station?
Yes, about there.
About
there. Then Harry Trevenna lived next door.
And then
Malone's.
Malone's were there a long time.
Register of Births and Deaths.
He was, and he had a
dreadful cancer.
I think actually his signature's on some of the cemetery records.
Yes, he was a Yeah.
He had three sons.
Cup and Saucer.
See, that these are all the trees you're talking about. That's where the swimming pool's in here now, of course.
Yes.
And then you had all the quince trees, what it was, I guess, down here.
Right.
Yeah, and the station's just down here. All right, well, just keep moving along, because now this is a little project that I'm doing it. Well, I'm not doing it at the moment because I'm too busy doing other things. But I got the council. I used to do GIS, which is geographical mapping, and the guy that does that now, what he's done is he's taken that 1945 aerial photograph, and he's dropped the property alignments, the current property alignments, over the top of this photograph. He's already given me the street numbers of all these, and I've been wandering up and down Main Street, checking out which shop's what number, and of course there's a lot of them haven't got a number.
That's great.
He's told me he can put the names, you know, which I think is very good of him, because he's not been paid for it, he's been paid to do other things. That then you can say definitely that, you know, the boys were here, the Poulters were here. What worries me about, I'll just go back, is that I don't know where Jean lived.
Well, I told you we didn't own the house.
No, but it's just, but it was in this.
You haven't got a photo of your house?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
you have? A photo? Yes. But it wouldn't help, because it doesn't show. But I've got a picture of my brother when he's a tiny little boy in a tub, and you can see all the area up towards Jessup's office. It's just empty.
That'd be good. See, I would imagine it was in here, but maybe that's it there. Because it's 1945, that's Main Street. That's the church, so where were you in relation to the church?
Which church is it?
That's the church, the Methodist church.
Oh, Methodist
yes,
church.
Yes, we were, that's right, well that would be us.
That's
then.
You there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
And
that's
then Jessup's office.
We never knew.
That was Jessup's office there.
So is there a house down below, up going up that way? That would be Poulter's.
This one here?
That one.
Yes.
That would be
Roy's.
Joe Poulter and then Roy.
Roy's.
Yes. And
there was this gap in between.
Yes. And this old Mr. Starling's
house.
And
then the commercial bank down here.
And so this is...
Health Centre.
Where's the Flintoff Street then?
That's Flintoff Street.
So is that that white thing in the corner? I think that's
here.
No, yeah. In that that's where no here. I think that's old Mr. Starling's house.
Okay.
And then, of course, he owned all that piece of land.
Yeah.
And we tried to buy a block of land there, and the council said, no, we're going to own it. Yes.
Yeah. See, there's a gully. That looks like a gully there, which would have...
It went right along.
Yeah, and that, of course, was a gully right the way through here.
Now, behind Jessup's garage, in the main road...
Jessup's
estate agent.
No.
Next door to Butterworth.
Jessup's
Stubblings?
No, Jessup's garage was Stubblings' garage later on.
Oh, okay. Right.
You could walk through between Billy Franklin's hairdresser, and there were sale yards. And the sale yards were at the back of the garage.
I remember the remains of them.
Yeah. So it must have been in here somewhere.
Yes, that's about there.
Big shed with little compartments for people to put chooks in, inside the big shed. And then outside that, down towards the gully, there were pens, wooden pens, for animals to be put in.
Right.
And I think it was every second Wednesday that a red flag would go up and it'd say auction. And things. Now you could walk right through, down through the gully and then up into Flintoff Street.
Yeah, through
there. And,
of course, that's the plan with the new complex once it goes there, is they've worked out where the level here is roughly the same as Main Street, they'll have a walkway through there.
Yes, well, we could do that. There was Wilkinson's house, there was old Mr. Starling's, then Wilkinson's house, and then a paddock, and that was what you walked through. And then there was Mrs. Grove's house, do you remember?
No.
Pam Burley was related to Mrs. Grove's.
Yes.
And then a paddock, and then Knight's house. Remember Shirley Knight and Grace Knight? Mary Jo Dunlop.
Well, you better should know everything that we're going to name.
Do you remember the night?
I do remember the night, yeah. I remember the name. I also remember people that built a house on that vacant land just before the bridge. The big paddock.
I mean, here?
No, other side.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That land there.
Just here?
That was a lovely house and garden by Hussey.
Well,
by the name of Hussey.
Isn't that where Lock Bulmer were?
Yes, Lock Bulmer took over.
Before them was Anthony. He was, I remember him. Does it go right down to the river?
It does, yes.
Yes, I remember that, yes.
They had a lovely garden between the house and the river.
No, Vida lived up, next to it.
This was a nice house. This is before the railway went through, of course, and what I like about it is that this is the blacksmith's.
Yes.
And the fact that it's dirty, it's painted it in that colour. Maybe it was that colour, I don't know, but it stands out. I've got an advert for the sale of this property.
And then it went brown.
They had all of this property here, and they must have moved up there.
They did,
yeah.
In the
Hall
Street.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wesley.
So this is before Burford's came.
Looks as I can't see Mrs. Burford's.
No, there's nothing there.
No, this is 1889.
Well, they came
I think
that history it mentions, or Arthur Ivell's history, it mentions where the
wasn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
Yes. So, you know, and that guy was 94, I think, when he wrote that.
I'm trying to work out which one he was.
He was a descendant of George Iredale, who was the son of James Iredale, who built the Farmer's Arms.
Oh,
he
yes.
left a wife and five children in Uddersfield, in England, and came out here, and within 12 months had married somebody else, honestly. He married a gilding.
Oh, did he?
Yes, Emma Gilding. And when she
divorced.
No, he didn't. No. Now George, he left the five children and the wife back in England, and George, his son, came out when he was 15, I think, and I don't think he may have lived with his father briefly, but when James died, I should mention that when Emma Gilding died, he took up, she died in April, and he took up with Harriet Stock, who was the widow of somebody Stock, in the December. So he didn't muck around.
No.
But when he died, when James Iredale died, on his death certificate, there was no mention of the two other wives. It was mentioned his first wife that was still in England, who died in England in poverty.
What a scandal.
Oh, yes.
That's interesting that you mentioned Stock, because Stock is a, I've said, that little house on the corner of Flintoff and Grimshaw Street.
Oh, yes.
That little one we looked at. An old Mrs. Stock lived there, and I think she had a son called Billy Stock. So I think Stocks have been in
The Stocks in the cemetery. So.
Yes.
Look, folks, will you excuse me?
I've
got to go, yeah.
Yes. All right.
Well, it's nice to catch up with anyway, you.
Anyway, Sue, I'd love to stay longer, but I promised my wife that I'd take her with our niece to Greensboro Shopping Centre. And they're finished now. I said, don't rush, will you? Go there, have a good shop.
She's
had a stroke, yeah.
Can she get about?
Oh, yes. At the shopping centre, she uses a trolley.
Yes.
But otherwise, she's okay at home.
And where do you live?
Briar Hill.
Yes, you did you go from Greensboro to Briar Hill, or did you go elsewhere?
Julie and I married in 1958, and we lived in Heathergrove, Briar Hill.
Yes.
And we went from there to South Morang, and we ran a poultry farm for 30 years. And we've retired, and we've come back, and we now live in Pine Avenue, Briar Hill, about 150 yards from where we live.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I wish through this.
That's Crookshank's Shed.
Yeah, that's right. I've no idea who the lady is who's got the camera who took these photographs.
That looks like a railway crossing there, though, doesn't it?
It's certainly a gate, but of course that's the War Memorial in Main Street.
And where was the War Memorial? That was gone when we came.
Oh, okay.
It was there when I was a child.
Yeah, that's right.
On
the opposite side of the road, outside the Masonic Hall.
Yes.
And in that picture that we showed you, look, here, this one, look.
That was taken in 1923. That was taken in 1923 by. That's right. No, it says on his photograph.
So it's on the edge of the street, isn't it?
Yes, the streets were not made. You see, this is the Commercial Bank, and this is Mrs. Roy's
Yes, and your next one.
Yes, and then Mountains out there.
Right, yes.
But anyway, it's 1920s, it says.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 1923,
that was. I think that's where the memorial was. It would have been moved down to the park.
Yes. It was. And
we
when
don't
did...
know when, do we?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, 1927.
We don't know when it was moved.
But we know roughly because Wendy Lobb, or Wendy Baxter, she said it was there when her dad died in 1949, and it was gone, she thinks, probably 52, 53. She's got a photograph, which she's trying to find for me, showing her brother climbing on the War Memorial when it was down at the memorial.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd just whiz through that one because
I believe that she opened those gates in the War Memorial. Yes. The honour was given to Mrs. Napsey. And so that was a big deal. So I can't remember when that was opened, but probably that's when the memorial.
Yes, this is up at War Memorial Park. Up there. Yes.
No, Mrs. Napsey cut the ribbon.
Okay. And who owned the land before that? You know?
No, I don't know. No.
I know that I should know. I did a history of all the parks at one stage or another, but I'll never find it now in down at.
But that name, Cruickshank, on the side of the shed there, was still on our store shed at the back of our shop.
Yeah,
and that's about the position. I think it was all moved back.
Yes. But as you say, it looks just like railway gates,
it
doesn't it?
Yeah,
perhaps they found them somewhere or moved them overnight or something.
Well, it might be easier if you go.
Oh, we'll go that way. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Jane.
Nice.
Good to catch up with you.
I'm sorry I've got to go early.
That's okay.
Please remember me for next time.
About 35 turned up down the learning centre.
Yeah,
who did?
35 people.
35, right.
Oh,
and Geoffrey took office, did he?
Surprise! I didn't think Geoffrey would.
No, I didn't either.
I sort of sawed him in a bit.
Yeah.
I was chewing his ear, and when
he didn't show up last night, unfortunately, to the meeting. So I don't know where he may have got lost.
He kept himself pretty busy, I think, by the sound of him.
Did I bring them in? Yeah, that's something. Yes, I know I bought them.
What do you want? Tell me what.
There you go. There's your invite.
Oh.
So we've got a meeting a week on Friday.
Okay.
Another meeting.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yes.
There we go.
So that's my copy.
That's your copy. You can have that too.
Right. Thank you.
So, yep.
But that'll be in your folder, Billy.
That's yours.
Oh, that's mine too, is it?
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, again, I'm sorry to nick off.
Oh, what's that one?
That's my the little walks we do.
Oh,
they're not. Some of them are so little, aren't they? They've been over for 4 hours.
Last time, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they took longer than we realised.
I've been talking to Eric. I've been talking to the gentleman at your place.
Matthew.
Oh, yes.
I rang.
Oh, did you?
I knocked on the front door at 2:00, and I was a bit afraid I was at the wrong house because I didn't bring the notes with me.
Right.
So I went back home to get it to make sure I had the right place. And in the meantime, rang to ask Faye, rang to ask you.
We were all
interested today. What happens as you get older, you know?
We do have mum's blood.
You should speak to Kath. She was out in the yard somewhere.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he was...
would you like a cup of tea?
I would love one, to be honest. I've just...